Now, the rest of the story. Abraham Lincoln's generals were wrecking the Union. It seemed the Confederacy could easily win the war between the states. But then, abruptly, Lincoln's military strategy changed, and suddenly, dramatically, things started turning around. Now, Lincoln himself was no tactician, but the genius-level ideas were coming from somewhere. His field commanders occasionally tried to take credit, but anyone who knew anything about the war knew the source of his success had to lie elsewhere, and it did. Behind the genius strategy was a solitary flesh-and-blood genius, a civilian advisor. A civilian advisor whose identity Lincoln and his most trusted cabinet members kept strictly secret. I know this sounds incredible, but I have a whole file full of first-hand corroboration. Lincoln, at a time when this nation might otherwise have fallen forever into disunion, was blessed with a brain which was not his own. I'm looking back through a stack of congressional documents and private papers, and the facts are impossible to ignore. At a point in the uncivil war, just when about everybody, including Sherman and Grant, believed the Union was lost, an advisor, a civilian advisor, was summoned to rescue the military. Among the first to be let in on this secret was Senator Ben Wade, chairman of the Committee of Congress for the Conduct of the War. When Lincoln confided his newfound secret weapon was not an army man, Wade responded, "Hang the army." Next thing the senator did was put somebody who would cooperate with the new plans at the head of the War Department, and then the Union started winning battles, pivotal battles. So startling was this turn of events that the House of Representatives sought to discover the author of these new and sublimely effective strategies, and yet, as his secret advisor looked on in anonymity from the House gallery, Abe Lincoln took the credit. Senator Wade was in favor of telling the world the rest of the story, but the president insisted such a revelation would only embarrass his generals, and so a tight inner circle around Lincoln cheered quietly for the real genius behind the Union victories. Stanton, Chase, Bates, and Smith were such silent supporters in the president's cabinet, and believe me when I say these plans were not vague suggestions. Oh, no. They were carefully, specifically detailed campaigns with maps and troop movements and timetables all laid out. Take the capture of Vicksburg. Scholars say that to find a parallel in military history, one must refer to the Italian campaign of Napoleon in 1796. Perhaps never was such an operation carried out so precisely in accordance with its plan. The North had been trying to subdue Vicksburg for an entire year, yet employing the intricate battle plan of Lincoln's secret advisor, the task was accomplished in a fleeting 18 days. After the reunion, Civil War experts concurred that the conflict could have been fought and won on every front by the spring of 1862 had Lincoln's military mastermind been in charge from the beginning. Among those so convinced was General Sherman himself. But as the president said to his secret advisor, "Could I dare let it be known that the armies of the United States are moving under the directing hand of a woman." A woman. Her name was Anna Ella Carroll. All the time she was watching from the Congressional Gallery. Lincoln's own Secretary of War, Stanton, later admitted, quote, "She did the great work that made the others famous." So now you know what he meant. Because now you know the rest of the story.